USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is on the road selling the massive stimulus/COVID-19 relief bill he signed recently. Biden visiting Smith Flooring in Chester, Pennsylvania. Regarding that COVID relief bill, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott says some of the things we aren't hearing from the president include...
Well, think about this. He didn't brag about giving checks to inmates. He didn't talk about what taxes he's going to raise. I mean, this should have been a targeted bill. Less than 9% of this bill has anything to do with COVID. Less than 1% has to do anything with vaccines. He didn't talk about how much waste is going to be in this.
Texas's two senators are leading a trip for lawmakers to the border next week. Republican Senator John Cornyn says the Biden administration won't admit the surge in illegal immigration is a major problem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
After reports of dangerous blood clots developed in patients receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines, several European countries have halted the immunizations.
Those countries include Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. There have been 37 reports of the blood clots developing after more than 17 million doses. I questioned Dr. Mark Sherwood, author of the book, Fork Your Diet, if there is reason for concern.
It's inherently reasonable to assume there could be potential side effects. Now, regarding the blood clots at this moment, do we know or not for sure if the vaccines are the direct contributor? We don't. And could they be? Yes. Might they not be? Yes.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Retail sales in February off 0.3%. The experts had forecast a 0.6% drop. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A Pennsylvania woman is accused of doctoring videos and images of teenagers on her daughter's cheerleading squad as part of an alleged harassment campaign to get them in trouble. Rafaela Spohn was charged with cyber harassment of a child and related offenses stemming from a pattern of activity that began last year.
The suspect is alleged to have taken a real picture and edited it through some photoshopping app to make it look like this teenage girl had no clothes on.
Bucks County, Pennsylvania District Attorney Matt Weintraub, speaking there on ABC News, he continues.
The essence of it was to knock them down, essentially to try to shame them or get them knocked off the team would appear to be the motivation.
Spohn's attorney, Robert Byrd, says his client denies the allegations.
She categorically denies doing what the police are charging her of doing. Her life has been turned upside down. So is her daughter's. I mean, this is very serious stuff.
David Shore, former campaign operative for President Barack Obama, says Democrats have to press forward and grant statehood to Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia in order to maintain their control of the House and Senate. Short telling a New York magazine that by doing that, they would roughly triple their chances of holding on to the House and roughly the same in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.